Good morning. My guests this morning are Legion. But they all have to do with the Sonoma State University's production of the incredible play Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods. We have Lynn Morrow, Marty Pistone, Brett Mollard, and Natasha Potts. Good morning, all.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Talk a little about this show and what you feel the major appeal of it is.
The major appeal of it is that it is a cracked fairy tale. So we know most of the characters, and except for the characters that Brett and Natasha play, which are the baker and the baker's wife, that is an old Brothers Grimm fairy tale, and it's not as familiar as the others, meaning Cinderella, Little Red Riding Hood, and the wolf.
So what's it like, you guys, to be in the middle of a classic fairy tale?
It's pretty interesting just to see how everything weaves together, and it's great to just portray a character like this, because I feel very connected to this character just because he feels kind of like he doesn't particularly know which direction his life is going to take him, and he's just kind of going with the flow. And I understand that. But also the thing I really like about this musical is it comes to, there's some very hard, you know, decisions that have to be made. And I think that's a big point.
Everyone has a crisis at the end of Act One.
Oh.
Right. And I won't give away any spoilers, but.
Natasha, what about you? What's your feeling about the show?
I really enjoy the show in the same way that Brett does. I feel like it is about a lot of fairy tales, it's very realistic. And I know Marty talked about this a lot with all of the cast, and he wants us to show our real feelings and everything that's really happening, because the entire show is all realistic life problems put into this whole fantastic fairy tale.
Uh-huh. Marty, have you directed this show before?
No, I haven't, Roland.
I guess this probably is a once-in-a-lifetime.
This is a once-in-a-lifetime. Right. It's a pleasure to do right away.
What's your feeling about it as of now?
Well, I believe it's like a coming-of-age show for in the fairy tale. Because fairy tales were morals that were told to some of us. And basically, the morals in this show get a little stretched out. But I like it because it brings the consequences, the true consequences of our actions to fruition. And people can actually see what's going on in their lives. As we watch the show, we watch what's going on in our lives. We have a world full of turmoil, and this is a world full of turmoil at the same time.
Right.
And a writer once said that to show a deep character in a play, like the characters we're sitting next to right now, you have to put them in deep crisis. And that's what we've done. The show, Sondheim, has put these characters in deep crisis, so they emulate life. And even though they're fairy tales, they're a little bit closer to what's going on. There's killings, there's curses, there's giants, which are metaphors, you know, for what's going on right now.
Lynn, how do you feel about the music?
Well, I've done a whole series of Sondheim's works at Sonoma State, and he's an excellent composer. He's, of course, a studied and trained composer. And one of the things that I'm always doing with my students is teaching them how to deliver a true story. People have problems with the genre of musicals, and they think, oh, it's supposed to be silly and everything's supposed to be happy. And, of course, this is one of the issues that was addressed when this show first opened, is that it's happy at the end of Act One, but then people are in crisis in Act Two. They're searching. They don't always know what's going to happen, and unexpected things do happen. So that is much more like life than sometimes people like to admit. And I thought that it was going to be a very timely show for my students to be doing in the times that we live.
Thank you all. It's Stephen Sondheim's Into the Woods, opening February 4th, playing through the 14th at the Everett Person Theater at Sonoma State University. For information and tickets, 664-4246, online, sonoma.edu/tix. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.